Good morning. Couldn't agree with Brother Abe more. It's another beautiful day and to be in the house of prayer. It's a blessing to be here. And may God be glorified in everything that we share here today. For those who don't know me, my name is Abe Weeb. I was born in Cuauhtémoc, Chihuahua. I was 2 years of age before we came here to the Leamington area. I have two brothers, one older and one younger. I was raised in a good home where good morals were taught. Scripture wasn't talked about much in the family, but my parents really taught to love and respect one another. As a child growing up, I had a lot of energy and really enjoyed playing sports whenever I could. I enjoyed as many sports teams in school as I was allowed to. I went to public school right through high school. One child memory that I have is I really enjoyed going fishing with my dad and my brother after school. My mom would mostly work on the afternoon shift, so my dad would spend a lot of time with us. I also remember being the shortest person in my class. I will never forget my first day in high school. A grade 12 student grabbed my hand, and I was forced to follow him to an empty locker, and he told me to get in. I had no way to get out myself. I remember yelling for help for quite some time before a teacher came and helped me out. She didn't say much to me. All she said was, "Welcome to high school." Another memory that I have is I was a sore loser in the younger years of my life. I would have an excuse every time my team would lose or I would lose an event during track and field. It took quite some time before I could handle losing. I also remember being terrified when it got windy or stormy. I had a fear of our house catching fire or blowing down. As soon as I heard any thunder, I'd go to my room and pray that God would protect my family. This fear that I had lasted till I was 15 years of age. Where my life started to change and I started to have less respect for my parents was when I was in grade 11. I started hanging out with a different crowd, and my life started to change a lot. I wasn't as active in playing sports anymore. I hung out with my friends anytime I could. I started to go to parties at a young age. I remember it was around 18. At the time, I remember thinking, this is fun and exciting, drinking and meeting new people. I always had felt guilty the next day how I dishonored my parents. Eventually, it was such a normal thing that it didn't affect my conscience as much anymore. It seemed like it was part of going through being a youth. That thought changed on July 30th, 2007. Where I witnessed a good friend of mine getting killed in a car accident right before my eyes. He passed the car that I was in at a high speed, where he lost control and flipped his car into the cornfield. He was killed instantly, and the three others were severely injured. That accident really helped me to reflect on my own life. I spent a few weeks after that staying home with my parents and getting over the fact that I lost a close friend. That only lasted a few months until I was back living the same lifestyle. I was afraid of losing all of my friends if I didn't get back into the party life. Everything started to get normal again until 2 years after, where I lost another friend for the same reason. At that time, I knew it wasn't going to start. I knew if I wasn't going to start living differently, it would be me next, and I wasn't ready to die living that way. My heart started to desire different things, and shortly after, I met Annie. I remember she was a lot different than any of the other girls I would have hung out with. She was quiet, and her past was a lot different than mine. I am very thankful for her helping me through some of the tough and challenging times I faced. She also helped me to take a different path in my life. I don't remember if I bought a Bible or if someone gave one to me. I started to read and things started to open up to me. I remember working in a factory and my speech started to change and I started being convicted again. I started sharing the good news with some of my coworkers. I felt the more I shared, the more I was disliked. It was a very ungodly atmosphere, and I no longer enjoyed working there. The following year, I went through baptism classes and continued to learn more about living a holy life. Things started to click more and more, and God's word started to speak to me. I was then baptized on the confession of my faith, which was very weak at that point, but I did understand that Jesus died for me, and I wanted to live for him. The summer of 2011, we got married and really enjoyed spending time traveling. We went on a lot of short trips and went to visit family in Texas and New Mexico. 2 years into our marriage, we were expecting our first child, and we both were excited. Just before Kaylee was born, I started to get more convicted in some of the things we did and the people we hung out with. So we decided to get rid of all the things in the home and we didn't want our children to be exposed to. Kaylee was born in January of 2014. I was a very proud father, and I thought I had parenting figured out. That thought changed when Kobe was born. The adjustment from one child to two was very challenging, so I got humbled quick and knew that parenting wasn't all that easy. Life from there had ups and downs, but where things started getting hard was in 2018. My brother Jake was diagnosed with a brain tumor. That was a really big shock to everyone who knew him. He was a healthy guy as far as we knew, but in a softball game one evening, he had a seizure during the middle of the game. No one knew what was going on until they did a CAT scan and found out he had a 6-centimeter-sized tumor. That was a starting point on where I started getting really, really paranoid. Jake is one of our employees, and I was always afraid he would have a seizure at work. He was part of our construction crew, and working at Heights, I knew it was quite risky. The anxiety that I had lasted until I had my own health issues. I started having random muscle twitching, and soon it got so bad that it looked like I had ants in my calf muscles. I started to have these thoughts that Satan was telling me that it's not your brother that's dying, that I was the one dying. It got more challenging, and I started getting a lot of pain as well. I seen my family doctor, and I got my blood checked and an MRI done. My family doctor didn't see much of a concern. I was convinced I had ALS, which is a condition where your muscle deteriorates. One morning we decided that going to Mexico might be the better option. We packed up and went to the Good Samaritan in Juarez. Many tests were done and there was no major concern of my health. I was really seeking answers, and I asked God, what do you want me to do? The answer came clear to me. Surrender your health to me. I felt like I needed to do not only surrender my health, but also surrender and repent from everything I was struggling with. I started to read the Bible more and more. One verse that stuck to me was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Then 2 months after, I noticed my symptoms disappearing. It seemed like I was revived again, and I was very thankful for the difficult time I went through. I had a fresh desire to serve God in any way possible, and I prayed that He would use me in whichever way. I continued to grow in my faith. It wasn't long after I received a call and got asked to be a youth leader. I really enjoyed serving in that way. My heart and burden has always been for the youth. Since I know my years and my youth was spent in much vanity. I was a youth leader for 2 years before I felt convicted in the direction some of the other leaders were going. We then started coming here, and it's been a true blessing. The saying became real to me when Brother Ben Nelson said, at the Pilgrim Church, we are like family. I truly feel that here. We've been really blessed how the church and the home line up, also how hospitable everyone is. God bless you for that. We feel really excited as a family to become members here and looking to serve where we can. Thank you and God bless you.
Good morning. For those that don't know me, I am Annie Weeb, married to Abe for almost 14 years. I was born in Cuauhtémoc, Mexico in 1992, and I was my parents' fifth child. I was 3 years old when we moved to Ontario, and I grew up in the Leamington area. I grew up in a very stable home where my parents taught me good morals. My parents attended church regularly, and when I turned 13, I too started attending on a regular basis. My parents sent us to the Old Colony Christian School in Kingsville. They had a desire for me and my siblings to have a Christian education. And I enjoyed school for the most part, with the exception of grade 5. Grade 5 was a very challenging year for me. I started to think about where I would go if I died, and the thought of going to hell terrified me. I was especially frightened of loud noises. Any time I heard a loud noise, my first thought was, it's the end of the world and I'm not ready. I tried to be good so that I would be ready for Jesus to come again, but it never seemed to last very long. I never talked to anyone about what I was going through, but I've heard later that my family sensed that there was something going on, but they assumed it was because I was the only one from my siblings in school that year. Looking back, I wish I would have opened up to someone. My youth years were spent living an immoral and rebellious lifestyle, contrary to what I had been taught. I became self-absorbed, self-centered, and vain, while at the same time struggling with low self-esteem. When I was in church, I often felt guilty and knew I was hurting my parents and God, and I wanted to change, but I had no strength to do it. I met Abe, and we started dating when I was 17. I was a very negative person, and Abe helped me to have a positive outlook and attitude towards life. He also helped me to see how important communication is. That was an area I really struggled in, and I actually still do. I'm still learning. When I was 18, I had a close friend, a former classmate of mine, that got diagnosed with cancer. That hit me really hard. He was so young. During the time he was going through chemo and seeing him lose all of his hair and eyebrows, it made me realize that my focus was on the wrong things in life. I started to feel God drawing me to him through my friend's cancer journey. And I started to recognize the vanity and pride in my life. And ever so gently, the Spirit started convicting me about more areas in my life. I decided to go through baptism classes that year, and upon confessing my faith and repenting of my sins, I was baptized, though I still had much to learn about daily surrendering my life to Christ and realizing that it's not a one-time event. During that time, my friend passed away, and God used that time of grief to draw me closer to Himself. Abe and I got married in the summer of 2011. After having been married for a while, I started to backslide in my Christian walk. Then in 2014, the Lord blessed us with Kaylee, and 1.5 years later, the Lord blessed us with Kobe. I found being a mom of two small children very challenging, and I started to get overwhelmed and exhausted as I was not getting much sleep during that time. I needed more strength than I had, and I turned to Christ again with renewed commitment, and I learned how important it is to surrender my life to Him daily. The following years were spent reading the Bible more, growing and learning all I could about applying practical biblical principles to my life. A few years later, I faced the darkest time of my life, where I felt like God was pruning me down to the ground, and it was painful. But God was faithful and didn't let my pain go to waste. I came out a much stronger Christian, and I learned so much about trust and complete dependence on Christ, and it deepened my relationship with Him. I would like to share a few verses out of Psalm 107. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men, for He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Verses 8 and 9. During those years, the Lord blessed us with two more children, Mila in 2019 and Silas in 2022. Fast forward to today, my desire is to continue to grow in the Lord and to be a helpmeet to my husband as we strive together to raise a godly family. We appreciate this church body here at Pilgrim and desire to become a part of it, helping and serving where we can. In closing, I would like to share a portion of 1 Corinthians 10:15. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Thank you. God bless you.